This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening. Welcome to the Pesach Shir, the power of Pesach and Seder Insights. What I would like to share this evening is one theme that I heard from Rabbi Yisrael Reisman many years ago, and I never really had the opportunity to share it, but it's a very beautiful theme which answers many questions regarding Seder itself. So I think about 9 or 10 questions that it answers, but one theme which I think is something which we can really focus on as we are about to enter this Yom Tov of Pesach. The starting point is the Simonim. That's the opening of the Seder. We begin the Seder night with listing 15 Simonim. Why do we do that? It's an unusual thing to do. We don't go home on Friday night and start listing sort of the program for the evening. We're going to sing Shalom Aleichem, and then we'll make Kiddush, and you know, we don't sing a whole song or list the program, the contents of the evening. And the idea is that 15 always symbolizes a journey to Kedusha, the 15 Shir HaMalos, the 15 steps in the Beis HaMikdash, 15 references in Dayenu, 15 praises in Yishtabach, etc., 15 generations from Avraham through to Shlomo HaMelech. So the 15 is always a very significant number. But here comes the interesting thing. And I don't know if anyone has sort of picked up on this, you know, in the past. There's only, all the points are different separate points. But there is one Vav there, linking the two together. And that's between numbers 1 and 2. It's Kadesh Urchatz. But none of the others have a Vav conjunctive which sort of links the two together. Even Moitzi Matzah, which are sort of thematically connected, you're having the, you know, the Moitzi and then the Matzah. There's no Vav there as well. Moreover, the order seems funny because normally the approach is Sur Meira Va'asei Tov. You sort of divest yourself of the bad and then you do the good. You know, you don't go into the mikveh sheretz v'tovel v'sheretz biyodei. You don't go into the mikveh holding the sheretz. You really divest yourself of the ra, and then you. But yet, it's kadosh urchatz. Wouldn't it be more appropriate to be roichetz first to get rid of the tumah and then to be mekadosh? And the idea is this: the night of Pesach, we are infused with kedusha. It's a very powerful night. For example, imagine you're walking late at night and you're in the forest, you're in the woods, and it's very dark, you can't really see, you know, too much ahead of you. It's pitch black, there's no natural lighting, there's no city lighting, and all of a sudden there's a storm and there's a bolt of lightning, and suddenly that illuminates the sky and you can see ahead of you. And then it gets dark again, but you're okay because you can sort of charter a path ahead. That's really what Pesach is. Pesach is this infusion of Kedusha, which allows you to progress and perhaps jump beyond your natural level. And even though we may be sort of contaminated to some degree, we've got Tumah, we've got Averas, but Pesach, we're propelled forward. And really the precedent is what Yetzias Mitzrayim was. Because we were on the 49th level of Tumah, we were at the edge of this cliff, we were about to fall off, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu sort of picked us up so quickly with this infusion of Kedusha that even momentarily later, when we were going through the Yam Suf, as Rashi says, that Zeh Keli Va'anveyu, says Rashi, Ros HaShifcha LaYam Asher Lo Ro'u Nevi'im. Even the Shifcha, lowly Shifcha, was able to see way more than what later Nevi'im were able to see. So you see that the night of Pesach was different, and we were sort of lifted and infused, imbued with Kedusha beyond the status and the level that we were on. And that's why it's Kadesh Ruchatz, because the night of Pesach is different. We first of all have this sort of this infusion of Kedusha, and then, you know, we do the Urchatz, we can get rid of the Tumah. It's that way round. And that's why it's Dafka the Vov, it's Kadesh Urchatz, to highlight the point that it's Kadesh first and then Urchatz. Interestingly, you know, most mitzvahs are performed at daytime, have to be performed at daytime. For example, Lulav, you have to wait until daybreak to shake Lulav. Bris Milah, most of the mitzvahs, you know, in London, in the height of winter, the latest Netzach Hamo is 8:07 a.m. Now, really, truly speaking, you shouldn't daven before then, but you can daven at the earlier time of Alois. But for a Bris Milah, you have to wait until 8:07 in the height of winter before you can do the Bris Milah. You can't do it during the night. There are some mitzvahs where you can do it daytime and at nighttime. For example, the mitzvah of Sukkah, Kiddush. But yet, the mitzvahs of Pesach are in nighttime only. You have to wait. We just said earlier, you have to wait at Shetechshach to make Kiddush. And the mitzvah of eating matzah and all the mitzvahs of Sipurisim and Shem, it's all at night. Why is that? Now, the answer is because nighttime is a mashal of darkness. Ve'munoscha ba'leilois, it's like a time of confusion, a time of tumah. And therefore, we are stating that we're not scared of night. We're not scared of tumah and of confusion. And therefore, we can sanctify ourselves despite the fact that it's tumah, that it's nighttime, that it's confusion. That the Pasuk says, Laila kayom yo'ir. The Vilna Gaon brings that this night, the night of Pesach, has got characteristics of daytime. And therefore, it's Kadesh Urchatz. We're sort of imbued with this extra Kedusha that we're not scared of Tumah. And this answers lots of other questions. For example, the one of the early points in the Haggadah is, of course, Manishtana. Manishtana Halayla Hazeh. Now, for the biblical Hebrew grammarians out there, Manishtana Halayla Hazeh is problematic. Because Laila is a feminine word, and it should be Manishtano Halaila Hazos. It's a feminine word. But yet, we all, of course, say Manishtano Halaila Hazer. Now, the Vilna Gaon is quoted as saying that because the Pasuk says in Tehillim that Laila Kayom Yo'eh, that nighttime has the capacity of daytime, this night, the night of Pesach, and therefore, since it has attributes of day, we refer to Lilo in the masculine, Lilo Hazer. Now, the Baruch Sha'amah, which is the Pirush of the Torah Tamima on the Haggadah, he says, Baruch HaLevi Epstein, the son of the Aruch HaShulchan, he says, and this is the last box on the first page, I can't believe the Gaon said this. It doesn't sound right that we use Manish Tano HaLilo Hazer because Lilo Kayom Yo'ir, that it has attributes of daytime. He says, I don't understand, it seems strange. And then he says, but then I saw the Shloss says it as well. He says, V'shuv ro'isi ki b'shloss, hilchis p'sachim, etc. Kosov gam hu g'layla losh n'keva, v'lay eidem ma'oidem b'zeh. I don't know quite what to make of all this. So Rabbi Reisman said that, you know, at the end of the day, if the Vilna Gaon and the Shloss are both saying it, there must be something there. And what it means is that this night of Pesach has the characteristics of day. It has the potential of day. And in fact, one of the other times that we use Laila in the masculine is, of course, in the Megillah. One of the key points in the Megillah, the beginning of the sixth parak, is Balaila Hahu Nodadosh Nasa Melech. Now, it should have been Balaila Hahi if Laila is feminine. Why do we say Balaila Hahu? Because that's the turning point of the Megillah. What does that mean? The clarity comes around at daytime. Balaila Hahu, that's when it has characteristics of day because it has that clarity, that turnaround point. And therefore it's appropriate to call it from that masculine point of view. Okay, let's press on. Interestingly, the very carbon itself, the carbon Pesach itself, represents this theme. Carbon Pesach is a very unusual carbon. It's a carbon yochit, which means every individual has an obligation to bring it. We bring it in chaburas, and therefore we all become partners. But it's not a national, it's not a carbon tzibur, it's a carbon yochit. It's the only carbon yochit which can be brought when the majority of Klal Yisrael are in a state of tumah, where they're all betome. It's the only carbon that if it's brought betumah, that can be eaten. Normally, if a carbon is brought for whatever reason, it goes ahead and it became tamei, you can't eat it, but this one you do eat. And moreover, it's the only carbon where the tameim get a second chance. So why is that? And the answer is, because the night of Pesach is different. Because if the majority of the Jewish people are tamei, they bring the carbon Pesach and they eat it in that state.
So what's Pesach?
If the minority of the Jewish people were Tomei, or individuals, they'd missed it, then they can bring it Pesach Sheni. So in other words, the Tomei, exactly, yeah. So the Gemara works out that, you know, when exactly it's brought, but the general rule is that if the majority of Klal Yisrael are Tomei, then they would actually bring it Betumah. If individuals were Tomei, then they come to Pesach Sheni. So it's the only time where a Tomei person gets a second chance. And the point is that the night of Pesach is different. The Korban Pesach represents, it shows us that we're not afraid of Tumah. And therefore we're not afraid of Tumah. If the majority of Klal Yisrael are Tomei, they go ahead with it. If they eat it even, and even an individual person who is Tomei will get a second chance. Because the whole theme of Pesach is we're not scared of Tumah. We've got this infusion of Kedusha that will help us to sort of override that. Now, you see this theme in another place. One of the challenges of the night of Pesach is to keep the kids awake. We spoke about that earlier, stealing the afikomen, all these sort of things, all the practices. Now the Rambam says, this is paragraph 4, the tzorech lasus shinu b'layla zeh. You've got to do all types of engaging activities and deviations of normal practice on this night. Kedei sheyiru habonim, so the kids will see, v'yishalu, and they'll say, manish tano halayla hazeh mikol halaylos. And therefore that will precipitate telling the story. Now, the Ketzad Meshaneh, so how do you change things? Says the Rambam, three things. Machalek lohem klois ve'goizim, you distribute nuts and things like that. Like we said earlier, I says back in the day, and even in your experience, it was egoizim klois and egoizim, you give nuts out to the kids to keep them excited and alert. Nowadays, it's, I remember one year we had a big bowl of sweets, and a good question, a good answer, whatever, they would get a nice sweet, whatever it is, something on those lines. Number two, oikrim hashulchan minifneihem, you pull the table, or either the table, or maybe the ka'ara, the seder plate away, kodim she'yechlu, and that will say, hey dad, what's going on? We haven't eaten yet, why are you taking the table away? Why are you taking the plate away? V'chayt fin matzah zem zatzeh, and then the third thing is, you steal the matzahs from each other, which sounds a little bit like stealing the afikomen. V'chayyese b'dvarim eho'elu, and not only these three, but other such activities. Now, just by the way, as an aside, there's an amazing allusion to these three practices in the pasuk itself. How so? The main pasuk is leman tesaper ba'ozne bincha b'mincha. You have to tell your children. Es hasher hesalalti b'mitzrayim es hasoisa asher samti b'hem yidatem kinei Hashem. Okay, that's the pasuk. You tell the story. That's one of the central themes and obligations that we do on the night of Seder. We tell the story. Now look at the trop. The trop are the musical notes on each word. Leman tesaper ba'ozne bincha. On the word leman, the trop there is a pazer. Pazer, it goes leman. That's called a pazer. What does pazer mean? To scatter. So that's referring to the fact that you give out. You give out nuts and sweets or whatever we give out. Then tesaper is a talisha katana. Tesaper. That's, I'm not very good at, sorry, excuse my musical inadequacy. But tesaper is a talisha katana. Now what does talisha katana mean? To grab something. That's referring to stealing the afikomen. And then, ba'ozne vincho is a kadmo va'azlo, which means ba'ozne vincho, you go up and then you go down. Kadmo va'azlo literally means to get up and go. Kadmo va'azlo, which is referring to removing the seder plate. So the very trop of this posuk, leman tesaper ba'ozne vincho, is a pazer, is a tlish ketan, and then a kadmo va'azlo, refers to these three practices that the Rambam just mentioned. Okay, that's an aside. Now, very interesting observation. Yom HaNeroim and Rosh Hashanah, we refrain from giving out nuts. We don't eat nuts. Why? Because egoiz and chet, the same gematria. One of my colleagues in school always points out that chet has the same gematria as chet as well. And you should try and avoid that as well. But either way, we avoid nuts on Yom HaNeroim. And what are we doing here? On the night of Seder, the very holy night of Seder night, we're giving out nuts. We're giving the kids klois ve'egoizim. Why? The answer is, because on the night of Pesach, we're not scared of Tumah. We serve Hashem despite our averas. That's exactly the point. So you see this theme of Kadesh Urchas, that we're not scared of Tumah, that we get this infusion of Kedusha despite the state that we're in. We may be mired in Tumah, and we may have averas, But yet, the night of Pesach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu infuses us with Kedusha that enables us. We're not scared of Tumah, we're not scared of Averis, we'll overcome them. Next thing. You then have Avodim Hayinu. That's the answer to Manishtana. What do we say? Avodim Hayinu Lefarab Mitzrayim. This is the beginning of the answer. I want to focus on the word va'afilu. Va'afilu kulanu chachomim, kulanu nevoinim, kulanu zakenim. We've still got an obligation to tell the story. Shouldn't it be the other way around? Shouldn't it be va'afilu those who are not chachomim, those who are amiratzim, those who are unlearned, they also have an obligation to tell the story. Why is it va'afilu chachomim? Interesting. So, the answer that Rabbi Reisman said is this. You see, one of the most difficult parts of Seder nights is to fulfill the Mishnah which says, Chayev Adam Niris Es Atzmai, Kihilu Hu Yotzim Mitzrayim. I remember years ago, and we bring it out every year now. We have this massive wall thing that my wife and the kids did. They did this enormous thing. It just like goes across the whole wall of the room, where the backdrop is sort of the Mitzrayim scene. So you've got pyramids, which I think, by the way, doesn't quite fit in. It's whatever. But there's pyramids and there's sand and then there's taskmasters and people doing slave labor and work. And then my wife, She had a photo of every member of the family. It was the first time we did it. It was many years ago. We had one massive Seder with all my siblings in the country at one time. We had sort of superimposed on the people in the picture were us, all of us. And then in big writing at the top, Chai Voldem Nira Sassam Kili Yossam Mitzrayim. Try and envisage yourself as you came out of Mitzrayim. You know, there are many who say that this is the hardest aspect of it, to actually see yourself in that situation. You know, the Bechetzkel Levenstein, the famous Mashkiach in the Min, and then later in Ponovich, would reenact things himself. He was seen sometimes in the Shirim in Ponovich in Bnei Brak in the early 1950s, that he would be sort of jumping over buckets of water, reenacting Kriyas Yamsuf. He was trying to sort of the experiential. Now, we were on the 49th level of Tumah. If you were trying to reenact that situation of Chayev Odom Niris Esatzma Kehilu Hu Yotzim Mitzrayim, someone who is a big tzaddik, he's going to find that very difficult. Someone who is trapped in doing various averas will identify with that much more easily. Therefore, that's what it means. Va'afilu kulonu chachomim, kulonu nevoinim. We've got to see ourselves as we've still got an obligation to say. You've still got to fulfill this obligation. You've got to try and put yourselves in the shoes of people who are on the 49th level of Tumah. But either way, the obligation of Chayev Odom Liris es atzmo, that avoda, that work, is not an easy one, and it requires us to focus on the fact that despite our shortcomings, HaKadosh Baruch Hu redeemed us. That's exactly the point. That's this theme. Let's move on to the next idea. This is paragraph 6. So, Maisa Rebbe Eliezer, continuing in the Haggadah. Famous story of Rebbe Eliezer. Maisa Rebbe Eliezer. Omer lohem Rebbe Eliezer ben Azaria. Hari ani kiven shim rishon avlo zochisi shetom yisiyas Mitzrayim balilos. That I never merited to say yisiyas Mitzrayim at night time. Ad shedorsha ben zoy meshnemar leman tizkra etz yom seizchom yom Mitzrayim kol yimei chayecha. Yimei chayecha hayomim kol yimei chayecha halilos. He argues with the other opinion, which says yimei chayecha is hayomim and kol yimei chayecha is yimei samashiach. Now, this is very intriguing. The whole thing is very intriguing. This was an exceptional Seder night. Imagine you were at that Seder night. Imagine you could record all the Divrei Torah that took place that night. You've got the great Tanoim, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Shua, Relozim Nazaria. You know, I'm sure Art School will put out a Haggadah, you know, of the Torah that was said that night. And yet, we only have one recorded Dvar Torah from that whole evening. What is the one Dvar Torah? Lechora, presumably, the one recorded Dvar Torah that was said that night was presumably the most important thing that was said that night. And what was that one thing? It's Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria sitting with his illustrious colleagues and saying, Yemei Chayecha refers to the obligation to say Leman Tizkor, it's Yom Seis Kol Yom Mitzrayim at daytime. And Kol Yom Chayecho is to remind us that we have to say that at nighttime as well. Now that's a very strange thing. Why did he actually darshan like that? Like we said earlier, all the mitzvahs normally are done at daytime, sometimes day and night. Very rarely is it only at night. But why is he darshaning Yemei Chayecha Hayomim and Kol Yemei Chayecha Halelos? Maybe he's right. Maybe it's Kol Yemei Chayecha is Yemei HaMashiach. Why does he understand it to mean nighttime? And the idea is this, that he understands that this night is a special night, that it's got the ability to transform all the nights and to sort of dispel the tumah. It's as the pasuk says, we've mentioned earlier, that yom laila kayom yoyeh, that this night has got characteristics of day, that we're not scared of the tumah, we're not scared of things, and despite being in this long golus, we can overcome the tumah. And therefore he's saying Zechiras Mitzrayim should also be said at night. Because it's the theme is the idea that Zechiras Yesias Mitzrayim, the concept that we can overcome our inadequacies, the averas that we're still dealing with, the tumah, etc. This concept that we're not afraid of night, we're not afraid of tumah, is really what he's referring to. And therefore, when he sees the power of that night, he sees Yom Kiyoye Lailo, that this night is like it's sort of illuminated like the day, he says there is an obligation to remember that, not only at daytime, but even at nighttime, and we can sort of spread that theme throughout the year. And therefore, there is indeed an obligation of Zeches Yisrael, both in the morning and at nighttime. Okay, next one. Keneged Arbonim Dibra Torah. We said in the earlier shir, the Shlah points out, and many Mefarshim point out, that when Yitzchak gave the brachas to Yaakov, that took place on Seder night. The Pasuk says, I mean, there's many sources for it, but perhaps the most famous is Rashi on Chumash. The Pasuk says in Parshas Toldos that Rivka said to Yaakov, Kachli misham shnei gdi izim, go and get for me the two goats. Says Rashi, V'chi shnei gdi izim hoi macholish al Yitzchak. That's what Yitzchak ate, that's a lot of meat. One was the Korban Pesach and one was the Matamim, his regular food. Now, and we said earlier, there's a lovely allusion to this that is referring to the Korban Pesach because Yaakov, as it were, stole the brachas from Esav, and his cleverness was that he was able to present this meat to Yitzchak, and it was the Afikoman. And knowing that even if Esav were to come along afterwards, it's too late. Because Ein Maftir Nacha Pesach Afikoymen. You can't eat after the Afikoymen. That's what Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld said. We said earlier that Bo Achicha B'mirma, your brother came B'mirma, normally it's translated as deceit and cunning. But Rashi says one word, B'chochma. Wherein lies the Chochma? That's the Chochma. The Chochma is that even if Esav would come afterwards, he wouldn't be able to give him anything. And Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld says that amazingly, that B'mirma is Gematria 287, which is the same Gematria as Afikoman. So Bo Achicha B'mirma, he came with the Afikoman, and that was the Chochma, that even if Esav would come afterwards, he wouldn't be able to eat anything. Okay, now, why did Yitzchak choose this night to bless Yaakov? Why of all the nights, why was it Seder night? The answer is, because Yitzchak also understood this idea, he understood the power of the night of Pesach and the ability to rise despite the tumah. Now, that manifests itself in another point, because then the Pasuk in Parshas Bo, this is paragraph 7b, says, "V'aher ki yomra aleichem b'nechem mo ha'avodah zos lachem." There'll be a time when your children will ask you, "Ma ha'avodah zos lachem?" What's this all about? And you'll say to them, "V'amaratem asher posach al botzei b'nei Yisrael b'mitzrayim, ves botenu hitzil, v'yikoyt ha'om v'yishtachavu." And the people, when they heard that, they bowed down. What's going on? Rashi says, "V'yikoyt ha'om." The people heard this al besuros ha'geula ubi'as ha'aretz. They heard that they're going to be redeemed and they're going to go into Eretz Yisrael. Ubesuros ha'bonim she'yu lohem. And they heard that they're going to have future generations. They were in Golos Mitzrayim. They were in tremendous shibud and pain and persecution and slave labor. And they were told there's going to be a geula and they're going to have children. when they heard that Basura Tova, they heard that good news, Vayikait Ha'am Vayishtachavu. Says the Yismach Moshe, one of the great Hasidic Rebbes, he says that no individual can be assured of having children. Only a tzibur, you know, Netzach Yisrael Lo Yishakeh, the Jewish people will continue. And the tzibur will know they'll have children. When the tzibur have children, that means a whole range. Tzadikim, Rishoyim. Why did they, and by the way, when it says, Moha Vodah Zos Lochem, in the above posuk, which child are we referring to? That's the posuk of the Rasha. So why are they praising Hashem, Vayishtachavu, Vayikotam, Vayishtachavu, on hearing they're going to have wicked children? The answer is, once Klal Yisrael heard that even the Rishoyim will be at the Seder table, and they'll be asking questions, they bowed in gratitude. Because when are they going to be asking these questions? On Seder night. The night when we're not afraid of Tumah, we're going to be infused with Kedusha, and there'll be hope for those children, even the Rishoyim, they're at the table, and there is hope for them still. Because we can overcome the Averas, we can overcome the Tumah. That's the theme. Moreover, Mitzchila Ov de Avodah Zarah Avoseinu and Terach Avi Avraham. Why mention Terach at the Seder? You know, he's the great-great-grandfather, the second cousin who we're not so proud of. Why does he get a mention? You know, he gets as many mentions as Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is only mentioned once. Why even mention Terach? The answer is, because again, we are not afraid of Tumah. We're not afraid of our murky beginnings. And we're not even afraid of our idolatrous ancestors. That's exactly the point. And the night of Pesach is a night of tremendous power and potential because we're imbued with this Kedusha that can help us override any Tumah and any difficult origins. Another point is the Chippozim. The whole night, the whole theme of Pesach, we came out b'Chippozim. It's machlekes whether the Chippozim was the Egyptians or whether it was ours. But either way, this opportunity, when there's the bolt of lightning and suddenly everything becomes clear, that opportunity is a small window. It's the night of Pesach. And if you miss that, then you're at the point of no return because you're on the 49th level of Tumah. You're at the edge of the cliff. So there's a small window. And therefore, the Chippozim represents that small window and an opportunity to seize that window of Kedusha and jump into it. Lastly, we call the evening Leil Shimurim. Leil Shimurim, we open the door, Shvei Chamoscha. Even the halachas are that you don't need to have the same security. We don't even say Hamapel, we say Shema. Certainly, if we daven before night, you've got to say the three paragraphs, and we say the Brach of Hamapel, but we don't say all the other parts of Kriya Shema Alamita that we normally say, because it's Leil Shimurim. And the point is, normally we only open the door at daytime. You know, right now, the streets are busy, everyone's preparing for Pesach, the front doors are open most of the time, in and out of people's homes. But at nighttime, you close the doors, you lock them and you keep, put the alarm on. But tonight, it's Leil Shimurim. Again, we're protected, we're not concerned about Koichas HaTumah, of danger and things like that. By the way, Leil Shimurim, why is it called Leil Shimurim? Because the Pasuk says, Shmar is Chodesh Aviv. Aside from the general protection we just referred to, it's the Pasuk says, Shemar es Chodesh Aviv. Now, what does that mean? That's the source that Pesach always has to be in the spring. You see, other people, other religions, follow either the lunar calendar or the solar calendar. In Yiddishkeit, we synthesize the two. We have a solar calendar, primarily a lunar calendar, but we sync it with the solar to make sure that the Pesach is always in the spring. Shmer is Chodesh Aviv. Now, it's interesting. Why is that the pivot? Why is it always that Pesach has got to be in the spring? Maybe Sukkot has always got to be in the autumn. Why is it that way around? The answer is because spring is a time of renewal. You go for a nice walk in the park. The birds are chirping now. The blossoms are out. Even the English word of spring connotes the point that you're springing forward. At least we call the autumn. In America, they call it fall, which is the opposite. But the point is, the very time of year has the connotation of renewal and of moving. And that's why it's Shmeres Chodesh Aviv. It's Dafka Pesach has got to be linked to this point of rejuvenation, of spring, of moving forward, this infusion of Kedusha. So the idea, of course, that is emerging is that even though we may feel inadequate. Pesach is a time to jump into the Kedusha and focus on the Aseh Tov. It's not the normal Sur Meirav Aseh Tov, it's Kadesh Urchatz. You jump into the Kedusha and that propels us, that it sort of imbues us, despite our inadequacies, despite being in Tumah, despite being in Golus, despite our Averus, the night of Pesach has got this power that we're not scared of Tumah. We can overcome it. Interestingly, we begin the Seder of Holach Ma'anyo in Aramaic. And normally we use Aramaic when we don't want the Malachim to understand. That's why we say Kaddish in Aramaic, and some tefillahs we say in Aramaic. And then all of a sudden, after Holach Ma'anyo, we switch into Lashon HaKodesh. Again, what are we trying to say? That we're not scared. We start off the normal sort of vernacular of the time. And then we say, no, we're not scared of the Malachim. We'll go into Lashon HaKodesh. Let them understand, they're going to sort of intercept the tefillahs. We're not worried about that. So it's Kaddish Urchatz. We are imbued with this Kedusha, and then we wash away the Tumah and wash away the Averis that we do. It's Kaddish Urchatz. That's why the Manishtan is Halayla Hazeh, because this night has daytime characteristics. It has the clarity and the Kedusha that normally comes with daytime. That's why the Korban Pesach sort of overrides Tumah. That even though the majority of Klal Yisrael are Tomei, we still bring the carbon, this carbon. Even though it's brought Batumah, we still eat it. Even though there are some people who are Tomei, they get a second chance. Because the power of Pesach is so potent that we can override the Tumah and the Averas that are there. That's why the night of Pesach, to keep the kids awake, we distribute Kloyes for Egoizim, nuts. Yom Niroyim, we're scared of nuts, but not on the night of Pesach. Afilu Kulonu Chachomim, the avod of Chayav Odom Neiros HaSatzmo is that it requires us to focus on the fact that despite our shortcomings, HaKadosh Baruch Hu redeems us. That's where they were at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim. They're on the 49th level of Tumah. And therefore it's the Chachomim who struggle to identify with those people. Ma'aseh Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer is saying the one recorded Dvar Torah of that night is that this night has the ability to transform all the nights and to teach us that we're not afraid of nighttime, we're not afraid of Tumah, Zechar Yetzias Mitzrayim, even at night times. And that's why they gave thanks, they bowed in gratitude for hearing that they're going to have children, which would include Rishayim. Because on the night of Pesach, they're sitting at the table, they're asking questions, and we're told that we have the ability to overcome the low level that we may be at, and that we're not going to be forever with that Tumah. Then we're not scared of mentioning our idolatrous ancestors, Terech Avi Avraham. The Chippozn is that small window of opportunity. And if you miss that, you're at the point of no return. But it's a recognition of the fact that we do have that window of opportunity, that we can be infused with the Kedusha, and we can seize that opportunity and jump into Kedusha. And that's why the Leil Shimurim, we're not scared of night, we keep the door open. And the emphasis on the Torah is Shmaras Chodesh Aviv, that we sync the calendar dafka for Pesach to be in the spring, because it's a time of renewal, it's a time of jumping into Kedusha. I wish you a Chag Kosher v'Sameach, and thank you for coming.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.